الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإيمان له بضع وستون أو قال سبعون شعبة، فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. رواه البخاري. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young ones in Islam, and sisters that may be listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many blessings. And we appreciate, we recognize, we see those blessings day in and day out. But the greatest blessing that we have all been blessed with is the blessing of Iman. And we often say this, it comes on our lips, but does the reality of this great blessing of Iman actually set deep into our minds and hearts? This is a question to ask. Do we really appreciate what is the effect of this Iman? What is the benefit of Iman? Because in order to appreciate a blessing, one has to understand what are the benefits of that blessing. Because when we look around the world today, there are large swaths of people, of humanity, that are not rooted in anything. They're not rooted in any belief. Huge masses of humanity go about on different philosophies. They pass their lives. Some of them believe in the philosophy of humanism, that just be kind to everyone, that's good enough for you. Some believe in the philosophy of atheism, Allah protect, that there isn't any creator, and all sorts of different things. So in order to appreciate this Iman, we need to understand what are the benefits of this Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to this subject in the Quran Sharif. And like anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when teaching us different aspects, especially the critical things in our lives, it is explained through examples. To make it easy for us to understand and also easy for us to remember. Because otherwise we'll sit in the bayan, we'll go back and we'll say there was a bayan. But when we can relate it to real tangible things in our lives, then we will be able to appreciate and recognize what is the value of the great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. So the ayat that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, don't you see, alam tara, كيف ضرب الله, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes a parable. كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً, a good word. And the mufassirin explained that this, by this good word, what is meant is la ilaha illallah. These words, la ilaha illallah, might seem very, very simple to say, but they are the source authority. They are what roots us. They are our most deepest values. They determine what drives us. They determine what we do, what we don't do, what we accept, what we reject. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the parable of this word, of this ideology, of this belief, of la ilaha illallah, of iman? What is it like? How can we understand it and appreciate it properly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, It is like a beautiful tree. This iman, la ilaha illallah, is like a beautiful tree. So what do we understand from there? If iman is going to be like a tree, what is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us? The ulama explain that if it is like a beautiful tree, then the tree has different parts that are critical to it being complete and being something that is not only pleasant to look at, but it is something that can survive for many, many years and not only will be able to survive itself, but be of benefit to others. So that tree needs a few critical ingredients. It needs a few critical parts. And the first important part of the tree, we will all appreciate, is the roots of the tree. The roots. When those roots go deep down, when that tree is firmly grounded, then nothing can shake that tree. Nothing can shake that tree. And iman is exactly the same. When this kalima la ilaha illallah is deep down in our hearts and deep down in our minds and souls, then we will not be shaken easily with the challenges, the temptations that we may face in this world. In fact, the ulama write that another example, another parable with regards to this is the definition of iman. When we speak about what is the definition of iman, what does it mean to believe in iman, what is required? The ulama write that the first thing that is required is tasdeeq bil qalb. That firm resolution in the heart, the recognition of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of the other articles of faith, belief in all of the anbiya that came, belief in all of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came in the past, and all of the other articles of faith. And this is something that is internal. And the degree of that recognition or that belief is something that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one's individual level of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, level of iman is different. My late Shaykh Hazrat Mahakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, تَجَلِّي هَرِكْ دِلْ كِي أَخْتَرْ أَلَغْ هَي تَجَلِّي هَرِكْ دِلْ كِي أَخْتَرْ أَلَغْ هَي مَهِرْبَانِيَا جِتْنِي قُرْبَانِيَا هَي. That manifestation, that recognition of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning, the true effect of La ilaha illallah is different for every heart. But what determines the difference? What is the yardstick that determines that difference? Or what is it that creates the effect of difference between different people? Is the amount of effort and the amount of sacrifice that is made for that iman. So when we're speaking about this beautiful tree of iman, we know that there are the roots of iman, which is conviction in the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer of everything. La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way of life is what grounds us. That is the litmus test. That is everything we reference, everything that we do to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what roots us as human beings. This is what it means to have the tree of iman healthy and strong. That the root is first established. And if we have to look at the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shajaratin tayyiba, asluha thabit. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about is that the root of this tree has to be healthy and strong and firm in the ground. Asluha thabit. If this root gets weak, if we begin to think that we are the ones that are doing, if we begin to think that things are in our control, then that root is weak. That tree is going to be uprooted. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتُ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. But then the ulama explained the next level, the next part of the tree of iman is the trunk. Every tree has a trunk. And that is why in the definition of iman, which the ulama of aqaid, of beliefs, explain, that it refers to اقرار باللسان. Expressing that iman verbally also. Expressing that iman verbally. Proclaiming that iman. This is an critical part of our iman. So saying La ilaha illallah with our tongues is a very, very great part of iman. In fact, in the hadith which I narrated where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that this tree of Iman, and we will come to the explanation of that, because we're talking about the tree, we've spoken about the roots, we've spoken about the trunk of the tree. It also has many branches, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that the tree of Iman has between 60 to 70 branches, depending on how those branches are counted. But when explaining this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that saying La ilaha illallah is a critical part of the tree of Iman. In fact, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person who says La ilaha illallah, the person who says La ilaha illallah, he's 100 times a day, then his face will shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Now you and I will listen to that and we will think that, what does this mean? What is the impact of this? It is another virtue, alhamdulillah. But do we understand the reality of this hadith? The ulama explain what it means for his face to shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. It means that by virtue of saying La ilaha illallah, by virtue of verbalizing his Iman, of proclaiming Iman, that person will get the tawfiq to do those actions which will enable his face to shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. This is the real virtue of this, saying La ilaha illallah. So this tree of Iman has the roots, it has the trunk. And then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that the tree of Iman is a huge, beautiful tree that has many, many branches that are too numerous for us to discuss in this short gathering. But perhaps we will try and touch upon a few of them which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself expounded upon. So one we have discussed where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that قولوا لا إله إلا الله, saying لا إله إلا الله. This is the highest form. This is the trunk of the tree. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to us to understand how virtuous, how great each and every branch of this tree is, that the lowest hanging branch of the tree, which is not demeaning or it is not reducing the importance of it by any manner, in fact it is defining for us how virtuous and how great this tree of Iman actually is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you want to understand this philosophy of Iman, this system of Iman, it is so great that even the lowest hanging tree is such a great action. It is imatatul adha anit tariq. It is removing anything that is harmful from the path. This can be regarded as the lowest, relatively lowest action in this tree of Iman, branch from the branches of the tree of Iman. And the ulama write and explain that this refers to those articles of harm which may have been placed by other people. It wasn't even placed by anyone else. In other words, causing harm to another person doesn't even feature anywhere in the system of Iman. It is not something that can even be fathomed or considered as being part of this beautiful tree of Iman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said yet that the dictate of that Iman, that root, that tree that is in you, that La ilaha illallah in your heart, the La ilaha illallah coming on the tongue, it means that then different branches must also start growing out. Different branches have to start coming out, otherwise it will be a tree with a root it will have the trunk, but it will have no branches. And the Quran Sharif says, وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. The important thing about a tree is that its branches must go high into the sky. High into the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It must give its fruits at every time. It is not like the ordinary trees of this world, that there may be seasons for that fruit. The benefits of Iman will be experienced by one and all, the individual himself or herself, and everyone surrounding that tree, coming close to that tree, just like a tree benefits people in normal life. This Iman, a person walking around with Iman, true Iman, and the branches of that Iman, wherever he goes, there will be benefits flowing from that Iman. The benefits of that Iman will also flow. The branches of that tree of Iman will also be evident to anyone that interacts with that person. So what are some of these other branches of iman? We discussed the removal of any kind of harm. And removal of harm, any kind of difficulty, any kind of disturbance, any kind of anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in the Quran al-Sharif. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, linking it directly to iman. Linking it directly to iman. See the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةَ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةَ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةَ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةَ ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is stopping man? What is stopping man from climbing that steep hill? From going contrary to the dictates of our lowly selves, our lowly desires. What is stopping us? Because the general impulse, the general instinct of humankind is to be selfish, self-centered. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ If someone can be protected from this, call it inherent tendency to be self-centered, selfish, only worried about ourselves. If we can be protected from this, then we will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why are we not doing the difference? Why are we not climbing that road? Which is one of the dictates of our iman. Fakku raqaba. Emanciating those people that are in slavery. It may not be the literal slavery in today's day and age, but there are all types of figurative slaveries all around us. There is the slavery of poverty. There is the slavery of drugs. There is the slavery of emotional depression. There is the slavery of ignorance. There is the slavery of poor health. They are all types. فَكُّ رَقَبَ Why are we not assisting one another in freeing those people that are in suffering? This is one of the dictates of that iman. This is one of the branches of that iman. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ Of feeding people. People that are struggling in a day and age when there is perhaps been never more resources in the world than in the history of the world. We still have people that go hungry. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةً أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةً Care for the orphans. Or that poor person who may not be an orphan, but he's down in the dust. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a result, ثُمَّ كَانَ Then as a result of these actions, as a result of the empathy, as a result of the concern for removing the suffering of others, then as a result, كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا This person will become from those who have brought iman, from those whom the branches of iman have flourished on him. So this is also one of the branches of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, again, to prove the connection, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا That by Allah he does not believe. In other words, that tree of iman is not complete. Whose tree? Which person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on that occasion, مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ That person whom his neighbor is not free from his harm. That person whom his neighbor is not free from his harm. So there is a responsibility, as a direct consequence of our iman, that all of these aspects need to be worked upon. This tree of iman needs to be nourished. It needs to be watered. It needs to be cared for. So that the branches, those 70 branches which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, he mentioned it. And then the ulama enumerated them. People like Allama Bayhaqi, Alawi ibn Hajar, rahmatullah alayhi, him. They have enumerated these. Let us go and study and learn from the ulama that from these 70 branches of iman, how many are in my life? How many of those branches are in my life? And then finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ And haya is a very great branch from the branches of iman. In fact, the ulama write, based on a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاء فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتِ If you lose haya, And I'm saying haya because we can translate it as modesty, but perhaps the word doesn't do justice to the meaning from it that is there in the Arabic language. Think of it as a sense of constant consciousness with regards to what is right. A barometer, a compass within you, which is telling you constantly what is right and what is wrong. This is called haya, modesty, which we term it loosely in the English language. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you lose that consciousness, if you lose that sense of, what is the word? If you lose that consciousness, if you lose that feeling within you that I'm doing something right or wrong, if you lose that, then you can do whatever you want, doesn't matter. In other words, then you've lost your moral direction, then you are heading for a crash. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this is a very great branch of iman. Haya is a very great branch of iman. It is a branch upon which many other branches depend. It is one of those branches, as we know in a tree, sometimes the branch branches out into other branches. So haya is that branch. It is your sense of consciousness. This is what haya is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if we lose that, then we have to be very, very careful. And perhaps to explain that a little bit, is that perhaps as you see, as the ages go by, we found previously that, you know, just take youngsters, that when an elderly person used to walk by, even if they had the bad habit of smoking, they would still hide that cigarette away. What was it that was pushing them to do that? That was that quality of haya, a shame, an internal feeling that what I'm doing is not right, and it's not something appropriate in front of a, it's not consistent with respect for this elderly gentleman. Do we still have that level of haya as time goes on today? With all of the different sophistications in the society that we live in? So this is haya. In fact, the great scholar of Islam, Allama Alusi Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, in Ruh al-Ma'ani, he says that إِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَاءَ أَلَّا يَرَاكَ مَوْلَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ. If you want to understand the sum total, the crux of what is haya, haya means that your Allah must not see you anywhere that He will be displeased with you. In such a place or state that He will be displeased with you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate this beautiful tree of iman. At the end of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. This when we develop this tree of iman fully, it will constantly be giving out the fruits, beautiful fruits, the fruits of humility, the fruits of concern for others, the fruits of tolerance, the fruits of piety, the fruits of akhlaq, of great akhlaq. This is going to be the result of this iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq to appreciate this iman. May He grant us the ability to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah abundantly. And especially at the time that when we are leaving and departing from this world, may He bring the kalima to our lips easily, and may it settle down deep down in our hearts, and may He protect us from all of the fitnas and the trials and tribulations that may come upon iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.